This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 264 for Thursday, February 13th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are unable to hang on to late session gains on Thursday, despite support from most comparable oils. At the final settlement, the March canola contract gives up $2.20 at $658.60 per ton, and the much more heavily traded May contract loses $2.10 at $667.60 per ton. Increases in Chicago soy oil push higher, while soybeans turn positive, but soy meal is slightly lower. Although Malaysian palm oil is pulling back, European rapeseed is steady to higher. Declines in crude oil are evaporating, taking pressure off of the vegetable oils. The tightening canola supply situation in Canada continues to underpin the oilseeds futures, but a measure of caution looms over the markets stemming from the uncertainty over tariffs instigated by the Trump administration. The Canadian dollar is stronger on Thursday afternoon as its United States counterpart drops back. The loonie rises to 70.26 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 69.94. The U.S. Department of Agriculture issues its export sales report for the week ending February 6th with old crop soybeans at less than 186,000 tons, while new crop exceeds 24,000 tons. Export sales of old crop soy meal are nearly 337,000 tons, while those for soy oil incur a net reduction of 2,800 tons. U.S. corn export sales are just short of 1.65 million tons of old crop and about 350,000 tons of new crop. U.S. wheat is almost 570,000 tons of old crop and nearly 37,000 tons of new crop. In Brazil, CONAB lowers its call on the country's soybean harvest to 166 million tons, while raising its estimate for the Brazil corn harvest to 122 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures turn higher in choppy trading on Thursday afternoon. The March contract bumps up 2 cents at $10.30 per bushel. March soy oil finds the traction to climb almost 6 tenths of a cent at 46.25 cents per pound. But March soy meal gives up $1.40 at $292.70 per short ton. Also in Chicago, March corn rises 3 cents at $4.93.5 per bushel. March oats turn around to dip a penny at $3.32. The U.S. wheat complex is higher as Chicago March gains 3.5 cents at $5.78. Kansas City March adds 7 cents at $5.98. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March nudges up 0.75 cents at $6.15.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, February 13th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.